أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فعقروا الناقة وعتوا عن أمر ربهم وقالوا يا صالح ائتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من المرسلين. فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين. فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين. صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion from ayah number 77 to 79. We discussed yesterday that this community, the people of Thamud, did not listen to Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. This instruction was bring iman in Allah Ta'ala. They refused. They wanted the miracle. Allah Ta'ala gave the miracle as it was. They themselves couldn't cope with this miracle, and hence the simple instruction thereafter was leave this naqatullah, leave this she-camel of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and let it graze in the lands of Allah, let it drink from the waters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says fa'aqarun naqata, then they had hamstrung, they had killed this female camel like we discussed. Wa'atau an amri rabbihim, and they had turned away, they had violated the amr, the command of their Rabb. In the Quran also Allah Ta'ala speaks about it, and in the hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that when they had asked for the adab, like they said to Nuh, to Salih alayhi salam, قَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ اُتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. If you are truly the mursal, the messenger of Allah Ta'ala, then come bring that adab that you are in, that you are promising us. And hence, when Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, by the command of Allah Ta'ala, had said to them that you have 3 days left, and when they had realized that this is now the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is speaking, there were two choices that they had. One choice was that they bring iman in Allah Ta'ala, that 3 days actually was a concession from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Never mind the face turning pale and the face turning red and all of that, but it was a period of time that Allah Ta'ala had still given them, despite the extreme disobedience to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Make tawbah, bring iman in Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will still forgive you. But no, this community, they decided that if we are going to die, then rather Salih alayhi salatu wassalam also needs to die. And then there was an attempt on the life of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, the day when he had told them that there are 3 days left, and these 3 days of obviously are 3 days of respite. That night they tried to assassinate him, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had saved him. It comes in certain riwayat that as they went, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down rains of small boulders upon them and destroyed that group of people that tried to assassinate this Nabi of Allah ta'ala. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجِفَةَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a rajfa, an earthquake had taken them, in other words, got hold of them. And in this morning's tilawat, Sayha, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the screeching sound, and the screeching sound on the one hand from above and from below, the tremor of the earth, the quake of the earth. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. That dar, that area, that houses that they had stayed in, that places, palatial homes that they had, what they had carved out from the mountains, and all of that, Allah Ta'ala uses the word, فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. All of this had happened in the morning of the next day, after 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the Sunday morning, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala began to destroy them. And the word jathim actually is to fall on the face. But sometimes we would see if somebody shot a bird, or a bird dies, how that bird comes down on it, the bottom part of the bird, that is actually the word jatham in Arabic, that they had come down all flat on their faces. In other words, that same ground, that same earth, that same palatial homes that they had had was a ni'mat of Allah. They disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that very same places. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them and kept them totally helpless. Allah ta'ala says, fatawalla anhum. Now Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala uses this expression, he turned his back on them, he turned away from them. One interpretation would be that when the adab of Allah Ta'ala was coming, then Allah Ta'ala would have told the Nabi of Allah to turn away. And now move away from this place. So that is one interpretation that the commentators have given. The other is, after all of this happened, Allah Ta'ala sent him back to see what was the condition of his people. And at that time he addressed, one of the two times, he addressed his people, Ya Qawm, O my people, لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي. Certainly, I had transmitted to you, I had disseminated to you the risala, the message of my Rabb. Whatever Allah Ta'ala had said to me, I had conveyed it to you. I held absolutely nothing back, number one. Number two, وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ. And number two, out of my kindness and my compassion to you, I continuously advised you. This is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala now speaking with this hasrat, speaking with this regret that his people had not brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I went on inviting you, but what was your condition? وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. But you do not like people to advise you. You do not want that advice from the people of Allah, from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam in this particular case. And for us, again, there's reason to introspect that the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, will continue giving us the same advice. Leave sin, become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, create that link and that ta'alluq with Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you, and you'll become close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Dunya also you'll be successful, akhirat also you'll be successful. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once in the outskirts of Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came upon a qabr. The qabr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, this is the qabr of Abu Righal. Who was Abu Righal? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he was also from the people of Thamud, the people to whom Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam was sent. But at the time, he was also disobedient, but at the time when the adab of Allah Ta'ala had come, he had come here to Makkah Mukarramah to the Baytullah. There the adab of Allah Ta'ala is meted out. Here he is in the Baytullah, but Allah Ta'ala gave him a little chance. When he came out of the haram of Makkah, the same adab that came upon the people of Thamud, that same adab Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given him, that where he was, the earth would have tremored, and obviously he would have fallen flat on his face. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, then when he was buried over here also, he had a walking stick that was made of gold, and that walking stick was also buried with him. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, obviously with the permission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they dug the qabr, and true to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they found that walking stick. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on the expedition of Tabuk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going past the dwellings of the people of Saleh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with tears in his eyes, he said to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, hasten and walk fast and do not drink the water of this place. However, some Sahaba, they had already taken the water, and they said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forget taking the water, we already mixed it with our dough also, with our flour, and we made the dough. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take that dough and give it away to the animals. In other words, do not eat from here, do not drink from here, do not dwell in this place, move away hastily, because this is the place of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, the people of Thamud, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed. And lest Allah's anger and wrath comes upon us, let us move away from this place. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.